Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
All right, well, that didn't take too long. We're right back to it here from Perry LeCompton High School alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Match number two is right around the corner. Our Big East League try is to get the high school volleyball broadcast schedule going here tonight. Boy, we had a thriller in the first matchup tonight. It went all three sets, and it was Royal Valley defeating Perry LeCompton 25-18, 21-25, and 25-22, and arguably maybe the league favorites. Coming up next here with Nemaha Central out to a 5-1 start, getting Royal Valley off the nice win against Perry.
Yeah, no, great win for Royal Valley, and so they're going to have a little bit of momentum here going into game two. But Nemaha Central, obviously the team that comes in with like the biggest accolades from last year, winning the Big Seven, but now, of course, the Big East. Nemaha Central, they got their feet wet last week with the Marysville tournament. They went 5-1 inside of it, and their only loss to Clay Center. So very dominant for them. But just talking a little bit about Nemaha Central, they have a very historical great success with volleyball. They won three straight titles in a row from 1988 to 1990. They almost four-peated, but they could not in 1991, but they won in 1992. They were dominant in the 80s and 90s, but they took a little bit of a dip in that success in the championship level, but they were still a good, consistent team. They even went to the championship 2 years ago and fell to Heritage Christian in the 3A. But still, they've had very successful years. But the team who had the most recent success was Royal Valley when they won in 2019 the 3A Volleyball Championship. So we're going to see within these two teams, the two dominant successes between these two programs. Come out here tonight, we saw how dominant Royal Valley just was against the cause. We saw how dominant Nemaha Central was in the Marysville tournament, especially one player in particular, Haley Holthouse, who we'll talk about more in just a little bit.
Point Nemaha Central again under head coach Jessica Cook. She has just stacked accolades upon accolades upon accolades. And Nemaha Central, especially with volleyball, just one of those teams where it doesn't matter how big of a senior class or a group that you lose. It's just lose and reload. Doesn't matter. And it's just a rich tradition there. And once again, they're off to a 5-1 start after a second place finish at Marysville this past weekend. Now, very excited to see how Royal Valley matches up here after defeating Perry LeCompton in set one. Nemaha Central, their first matchup tonight and their first league contest. They'll be on the far side of the floor, hitting it to us to the near side. Royal Valley on the opposite side will hit from the near side to the far side. Again, alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tadman, Kirk Kilman in studio. Match number two coming up here. Big East League volleyball action here on KMZA. Nemaha Central, one of the better color jersey combinations with the blue and purple numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. The purple jersey tops for Royal Valley. White numerals and lettering, they are trimmed out in black. So here we go. Excited to see this one here. Two teams with some momentum, to say the least, here as they get going for their first meeting in 2024. Far side of the floor, Nemaha Central will serve, as it will be Allie Henry, the sophomore. Spins it with the left and sends it here to the near side, and looking and firing, and it's too long, and a service error gives Royal Valley the early 1-0 lead.
Well, against the cause, Royal Valley did not score the first point in any of those sets, but they still won the match overall, so we'll see what they can do here with the first point under their belt.
Klotz, the first serve for Royal Valley. There's the set, and there's the delivery into the back corner, and that is Callie Honeyman, who is going to be one of the best players in the Big East League. She has had a dominant career, multi-sport athlete, and the senior ties it up at one apiece here with a massive kill into the back corner. A recent and one of our first athletes of the week in Hallie Holthouse is out there as well, defending at the front of the net. Panthers on a free ball with Klotz sending it over. Good dig there for Nemaha Central to keep it alive. Here's Reagan Garrity's kill attempt. It goes all the way up into the rafters. Falls down, and Kiwa Miller able to send it across on a freebie. Set up middle of the net for Nemaha Central. Put down, and the kill is in for Zoe Sudbeck. The senior gives Nemaha Central a 2-1 lead. This is a senior-heavy group. Sudbeck, you got Haberkamp, Holthouse, Garrity, Dollinghouse, Niehuis as well. Nemaha Central looking to win the first Big East League title here with the new league form. They won the last Big 7 League crown, and there's Klotz putting one down from the back line and somehow dipped it just over the net in front of the Nemaha Central back line and a 2-2 tie.
So how dominant Klotz was in that last match against the cause here for Panthers. Right now she's already to a good start against the Thunder.
Stidham, the libero for Royal Valley, sending it across. Here's Garrity again, but dug up beautifully by Klotz, chasing it down. Now Miller on a freebie, sends it across. Honeyman now on the dig, diving again, saving it. Miller spikes one down, this time pushed up in the air by Dollinghouse. Garrity again puts it down, but Klotz is right there. Good rally between the two. Miller again, deflected in the air. And once again, it was Dollinghouse saving it on the back line and up against the net, allowing Nemaha Central to earn the point and take a 3-2 lead.
Gammy Dollinghouse, the senior, number 30 from the Thunder, had some nice digs in that rally to earn this point here for the Thunder.
Well, last year it was an absolute travesty that Nemaha Central was unable to make the state tournament because of how the sub-state brackets were set up. There's a kill shot into the net by Mills, giving Nemaha Central a 4-2 lead. Nemaha Central was a top three team in 3A all year. They went 38-4. And did not make the state tournament because they had number one Beloit in their sub-state. Obviously, that's going to change here with how the structure is for the postseason, which is going to benefit teams like Nemaha Central. There's another point put down in front of Stidham, and it's now 5-2 quickly. Thunder with the lead early.
Yeah, these two teams, they go back pretty far. Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, they fight pretty big. And in that 2020 season, where Nemaha Central went 46-2, one of the only losses taken in the regular season was to Royal Valley.
There's another ace. The Panthers off to a slow start here as Mills couldn't handle it on the back line. And serving it right now is Allie Holthouse, the senior, a recent athlete of the week. Her assist numbers were gigantic in that Marysville tournament. Sends it across. Now they finally settle. Mills with the spike attempt, and Honeyman on the back right corner able to settle it down and send it back across. There's Klotz, front of the net. Now Miller, one-handed push shot, diving effort, front of the net. Dollinghouse to Garrity, buries it, but a little bit too strong, and the Panthers, much-needed point. They're within 6-3.
They made a mention on the assist from Holthouse. She finished with 131 assists out of the team, a team total of 156. I mean, that's just a dominant performance and a team leader. I mean, only 20 digs, 6 kills, 3 aces, and 2 blocks, so she can kind of contribute on an overall level, but to be able to set her teammates up, that's very crucial.
There's another set and a kill by Zoe Sudbeck, and the senior earning another point for Nemaha Central. Makes it 7-3. Thunder off to a good start here. They're 5-1. Royal Valley coming off their first win here in their first match against Perry LeCompton earlier tonight. So it's 5-1 versus 1-0. That one is too strong. It was high into the air and too strong on the serve attempt there for Sudbeck, and now it's 7-4. So Royal Valley gets the serve back, and this is going to be the freshman in Kiwa Miller. Puts her back into it and delivers an ace. Kind of slipping and falling on that dig attempt was Allie Henry and just couldn't quite keep the feet upright. And it's now 7-5. So back-to-back points for Royal Valley. They've scored 3 of the last 4. Here's Miller again. Barely grazing the net. Dollinghouse on a second try, keeping it alive. Honeyman swinging the right hand through, sending it across. Here's Mills, front of the net. And goes behind the head, but too strong and out of play. And the Thunder earned that one. It's now 8-5 NC. When Nemaha Central, they have had some dominant teams over the years. Mentioned last year again, 38-4 2 years ago, making a run to the state championship game. Remember covering that a couple of years ago. There's a kill shot on the right side by Madison Blackwood. Makes it 8-6. I'll never forget 2 years ago at that state tournament in Hutch, Nemaha Central lost to Heritage Christian in the state championship game. Heritage Christian had 2 girls that went to go on to play Division I. There's another service there. It is out. Hit too strong by Mills. And a freebie there for the Thunder. And their lead is 9-6. But this is going to be a fantastic volleyball league. The Big East has always been competitive, but now again, the addition of the four new schools. As Klotz delivers, deflected, and I believe it should be a Royal Valley point. No, it wasn't deflected, and they give it to Nemaha Central. I'm actually not sure about that one. Klotz, her facial expression on that, I think, delivers the same sentiment. Klotz on the dig, 10-6 Thunder, set one. Another long shot and out of play. So some misfires here for Royal Valley. Blackwood too strong there, and it's now 11-6. Nemaha Central out to the early lead. Another senior in Cammie Dollinghouse set to serve. Sends it across and delivers an ace. Diving was Mills, but could not get there. It's a double-up lead right now. Nemaha Central in control. 12-6 their advantage. Dollinghouse will continue to serve.
You know, and Nemaha Central, they're really helped out. As we mentioned, they already played in a tournament game where they went 5-1. They only lost against Clay Center. They still beat Clay Center in the opening first matchup, but they lost in the championship. So they have a little bit of wetness under their feet. So they're feeling pretty good right now against Royal Valley.
Dollinghouse is serving error there. Nemaha Central's lead 12-7. As Kachi Hale, again, the 5'5 junior. Back in and will serve for Royal Valley. Garrity on the back line, pushing it to the front. They set it up for Honeyman. Left-handed tap. Delivered there by Jim. Now it balances on the top of the net. Jim keeps it alive, and then Mills sending it across. Dug up there that time by Hamas, and now there's a setup and delivery for Nemaha Central as it's spiked down, I believe, that time by Holthouse. It was either Holthouse or Honeyman. Either way, 13-7. Now the NC lead.
I believe it was Holthouse. She was on the near side here, and just a great right hand palm, strike down, kill shot, angle shot, beautiful.
Here's Henry on the serve, and that's going to be an ace. Another miss hit on the back line by Mills, and she's having some issues here trying to settle in this first set in our first time out as Nemaha Central with the touchdown lead, 14-7. It's match number two, set number one, high school volleyball here on KNZA.
If you feel like you're just a number at your current bank and want a more personal banking experience, this is your sign to choose the Farmer State Bank. I'm Hannah Deegan, Assistant Vice President.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at Farmer State Bank. We are happy to help any small businesses, local clubs, or school organizations to get set up with checking, savings, or money market accounts.
Making it easy to choose Farmer State Bank as your community bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman, Crendon Prophet here from Perry LeCompton High School. Thanks to our sports boosters who make our broadcast possible each and every night, regardless of the sport or time of the year. We appreciate it and bringing you our coverage here in Northeast Kansas. Match number two, our first volleyball broadcast. Nemaha Central leading Royal Valley 14-7 out of the timeout. Henry again, another good serve. But Royal Valley this time able to get it across on a freebie. Pushing it to the far side, Nemaha Central spike attempt by Klotz. Good defense up front by the Panthers. Now on the back line, it is Miller, Klotz, a little tap with the right, Garrity there defensively. But it goes up against the net and a miss hit that time by Holthouse, giving that point to Royal Valley, and they're within 14-8. Good start out of the timeout for the Panthers.
Going to take good rallies here for Royal Valley to get productivity and to find momentum for themselves. They got to win those long rallies where the ball goes back and forth, there's spikes, there's blocks, but overall you just got to be able to get those digs, those saves. Put your players in positions like Samantha Klotz to get those big plays for yourself and get yourselves back into this one down by six.
And the officials getting something off the court. And now Klotz back to serve, near side to far side. Thunder leading it 14-8 here in set one. Knuckleball-style serve across. Now backside, Honeyman spike and deflected by Mills and can't get her hands under it. Mills having some struggles here on the back line. Honeyman the kill shot there. And it's now 15-8 Nemaha Central. Honeyman came into tonight's action after the six-match weekend, leading this team in kills with 45 coming in. She got one there. And there's Miller on the back side, but can't keep it inside the line. It was a good try, trying to kill it in the back left corner. But another miscue there for Royal Valley, and now it's 16-8, Nemaha Central.
The only thing I was going to mention is Samantha Clough has been great, but one thing teams have done well against her tonight is every time she's up to serve, she hasn't gotten more than 1 to 2 points on her serve.
There, that time Miller able to get one across and down for Royal Valley through that two-headed monster up front for Nemaha Central defensively, and it's now 16-9. Royal Valley scored the first point of this first set. And it was 2-2 after four. And then after that, Nemaha Central scored four in a row, and they have not trailed since. Here is Garrity with the right. Klotz diving, launching it in the air, and now still alive. And Klotz on a free ball way downtown has to send it across. Here is Garrity, angled, but gets it across. Good defense by Royal Valley. Now Mills drops it in, hit up a couple of times, and down it goes. Mills that time earning a point for the Panthers. It's now 16-10. So back to serve. This is the libero and the 5'6 senior, Avery Stidham. Slaps it hard with the right hand on the ground three times, spins it in the left, and sends the serve across. Pushed up to the front of the net. Awkward hit. And a third awkward hit is out of play, and that one by Holthaus, just swinging the left hand out to try to keep it in play. And right now, three straight points for the Panthers. They're within 16-11. Stidham again, sends it across. Another awkward hit, but Honeyman from the back line comes up, sends it across. Klotz to Miller, left side, and the finesse shot read beautifully by Kiwa Miller. It's now 16-12, and the Panthers have rallied for four straight to get to within four. Here is Stidham again. Momentum going here for the Panthers, and announcer jinx. Momentum is dead quickly as that one into the net, and a service error makes it 17-12.
Those are always the unfortunate announcer jinx when you can either do that or predict the play, and then it exactly happens.
I want to set up Miller. A medium-style spike attempt. Nemaha Central there with Garrity, and she puts it down. And I believe that is a point for Nemaha Central. It is. It stayed in. Garrity, a strong basketball player, very strong at the front of the net here for Thunder Volleyball as well. A crucial piece for this pretty heavy senior class. Here's Mills tapping it over with the right hand. Nemaha Central diving at the front. Stuck out by Stidham. Third try and a third sent across, and I think that's an extra hit. And another point for NC. It's now 19-12. So the Thunder in control here in set number one, lead it by seven. Royal Valley winning their first match of the night against Perry Lecompton. Perry and Nemaha Central will face off in the last matchup after this. Royal Valley gets one back there, 19-13. Sub is in on the front line for Royal Valley as Morrison checks in, the 5'8 senior. Here's Blackwood to serve, and too strong. 20-13. Miscue there. I feel like Royal Valley, they've kind of given away a few points here in this first set to Nemaha Central.
They're definitely not playing as efficiently or as cooperative as they did against the Cause in game one. Not sure if it's the intimidation factor here that Nemaha Central composes amongst their team. I mean, just look at that after that block that just got the Thunder another point here, but Thunder is just Nemaha Central in general has just done a great job of imposing their will and being very intimidating, especially in that front three.
Yeah, Miller tried the spike, but Henry and Garrity, the double team defensively there, earned the point for Nemaha Central. Here's Klotz, and a spike attempt just out on the left side. They set her up well and just couldn't keep it in the line. And right now, Nemaha Central closing in on a set one win. It's 22-13. Here is Sudbeck, who sends it across for Nemaha Central. Now Mills fires and drops it in the line for a big point for Royal Valley. Makes it 22-14. Plenty of work for the Panthers to do here.
I like not shying away from that spot the last time. The kill shot went there. It's a little out of bounds this time. Just a slight adjustment. And those different players still putting it in a good spot.
Here is Miller. Honeyman on the dig, pushing it up front. Garrity the spike, long and out. They set it up, but Garrity couldn't complete. And it's 22-15. Or were they saying that was deflected? I think they changed the call. It's 23-14, so they officials came back and changed that call. Nemaha Central got the point. Now Garrity to serve. And that's an ace. And just like that, set point here for the Thunder. It's 24-14.
Last year, Nemaha Central went 4-0 in sets and 2-0 in matchups against Royal Valley. It was a clean sweep. We'll see what they can do here as they almost take the game one set.
Garrity trying to finish it off. Here's Stidham, back line. They push it up front to Blackwood. Now Mills with two hands and pushed it wide and out of play. And that ends the first set as Nemaha Central wins it. Pretty dominant fashion. They were consistent from the jump. Once they got up 3-2, they never looked back. So Nemaha Central taking set one against Royal Valley by a final score of 25-14. A 2-minute timeout. Set two coming your way next. This is High School Volleyball.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Join GM Bank in Hiawatha this Friday from 11 to 1 for a free will donation lunch to raise money for Little Hands Daycare. Stop by our West Lawn at GM Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, where you'll find our staff grilling and handing you lunch to go, while helping support this vital partner to our working parents. All proceeds go to Little Hands Daycare. See you Friday at 805 South 1st Street in Hiawatha from 11 to 1. GM Bank, member FDIC, the best place to bank and borrow.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continues here tonight on KNZA alongside Crinan Profits, Brandon Tam, and Kurt Kilman in studio. Pretty dominant performance for Nemaha Central here against Royal Valley, taking set one, 25-14.
Yeah, they had some pretty good leads. I believe the biggest was 7 for them, but during points throughout the match. But overall, they were able to come out with a dominant 25-14 victory. And, you know, they're just going to see if they can build upon that success for the Panthers, it's not to get tripped up on the miscues and the mishaps. There's a lot of errors. There's a lot of mistakes hitting the ball out of bounds. Just accuracy issues. But Samantha Klotz serves things off here for Royal Valley.
Boy, just trickled off the top of the net and somehow stayed alive. Honeyman sends it across. Now Miller here for Royal Valley sets it down. Garrity with the dig attempt and deflects in the wrong direction and out of play. So a good job by Miller giving Royal Valley, just like set one, an early 1-0 lead here in set two.
Well, Samantha Klotz in set one did not get a point on her serve, and that's what something that the Cause were able to do in that first matchup too, limit her where they could limit her. And right now, so far, she's trying to do well up until then.
Well, that was picture perfect with the bump set spike combo, and Honeyman from front right to back left kills it for Nemaha Central, and we're tied at 1-1. Yeah, Honeyman, the team leader in kills, averaging just shy of 4 kills per set, or kill percentage over the weekend at Marysville was 38%. Got one there. Now Miller spikes one into the net, and it is well defended, but it drops on the side of Nemaha Central. So the Panthers earn that point. Miller again, and right now 2-1 is the Royal Valley lead. Here is Stidham on the serve. It is dug up there by Haverkamp for Nemaha Central, and now a kill shot put down, and a point for Nemaha Central.
Who else better to get that set up for that kill shot than Haley Holthouse?
Might be leading the state in assists after the first week of the season, I would have to imagine. That time Mills a little strong on the front left spike attempt into the back right corner, and back and forth we go, and it's 3-2, Nemaha Central.
Well, we have 131 assists from your first week in tournament play.
I had to double check with Coach Cook. I was like, that number can't be right, right? And she's like, oh, that's right. And I said, okay, that seems like quite a lot. But that was the case, and that's why she earned a nod as one of our athletes of the week. Good rally going here. Now Mills with the finesse and got that one to go. Little two-hander. That front right portion of the net right in front of Garrity. And a 3-3 tie here and a must-win for the Panthers in set two. Here is Madison Blackwood, 5'4 junior, who sends it across a near ace, but a diving effort for Nemaha Central to keep it alive. Klotz back middle, shovels it up front, and that spike attempt buried by Kiwa Miller. Klotz to Miller, that's going to be a very, very effective 1-2 combo for this Panthers team all season long.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that Klotz moves on after the season, but a lot to look forward to with the 6-foot freshman Miller. Like I said, only being a freshman.
And the sophomore Mills as well. There's a kill shot for Nemaha Central. This time it was delivered and buried by Sudbeck. And the senior giving Nemaha Central now their fourth point. It's a 4-4 tie. Thunder won the first set 25-14. A record of 5-1 after their second place finish at Marysville on Saturday. This is the second match of the year for Royal Valley. They beat Perry LeCompton earlier tonight. Nemaha Central on the attack. There's Garrity, deflected in the air, and another deflection bumps off into the JV courts, and Garrity helping Nemaha Central take a 5-4 lead. Dollinghouse, Garrity, and Sudbeck, the three up front right now on the net for Nemaha Central. As Holthouse is back to serve, sends it across, dug up by Stidham, front of the net, punched over. Now Dollinghouse pushing it. Garrity now has to push it across. Misfired on the setup there. Now Mills with one hand. Backline save there by Holthouse. Now a finesse shot put up and down by Sudbeck. Nicely done. Makes it 6-4. Three straight for the Thunder.
Nice little setup from Cammy Dollinghouse, number 30, the senior. The front row, right side.
So Holthouse again, back to serve. Swings the right hand through. Again to Stidham on the back line. They push it to Miller, front right. Deflected in the air. Good save by Allie Henry. Now Dollinghouse with a third try up against the net. I think Royal Valley, the violation there. And four straight now for NC. They take a 7-4 lead. So Holthouse again back to serve. Holthouse over the weekend. We mentioned the assist numbers, but also 20 digs, 2 blocks, 6 kills. Very effective weekend for her at Marysville. Here's Garrity. Finesse shot, drops it down with the right hand. 8-4, five straight now for Nemaha Central, back-to-back there for Garrity.
And Holhouse also had three aces and two blocks, so all around, just a player who played all around the side of the court, but she's doing a pretty good job serving here, as she did in the Marysville tournament.
Has a nice little run going. There's a finesse shot catching the front line of Nemaha Central off guard. That was nicely done and much needed there for Madison Blackwood and Royal Valley. Stops the five-run spurt, and it gets the Panthers to within 8-5. So here is Miller back to serve. And goes into the net. Service error makes it 9-5. You mentioned the future. As we mentioned again, Klotz the senior, so obviously a player that will be heavily missed moving forward. But you got Mills, the sophomore. Miller already getting Division I looks as a freshman. Stidham's been a clutch senior as well. So you're going to lose a few key seniors, but this Royal Valley team is set up for future success. It seems to be that way. Nemaha Central earning the point that time around, tipped off the nets, and I believe it was Garrity again. Finish that one off, and it's now 10-5.
Well, the best thing you can do as a senior in any class is to share that wisdom as you would, and to also leave on a good note, and to keep that program going higher and higher.
There's a service error by Nemaha Central, much needed point. Panthers again. Within four now is Royal Valley in a must-win set here. 10-6, set two. Thunder in control throughout and won the first set 25-14, looking for a two-set sweep. Here is Mills, and Garrity saved it, but probably been out. Now Honeyman slaps it across. Mills, Blackwood, Mills again, sends it across. Honeyman with the dig. Battle at the front of the net, and I think up against the net was Nemaha Central, and the Panthers earned that point, now 10-7.
As you mentioned, Garrity probably should have went for that one. It looks like it would have cleared out of bounds, but I mean, at least it was a decent rally put up by Thunder in the end of it, but Royal Valley coming up at the point, up now 10-7.
All right, here is Dosno Mills. Diving effort there by Honeyman, and then another diving effort by Mills this time. Two diving efforts, three diving efforts, and finally unable to get it back across. Boy, heck of an effort by about four different girls, two for each side, but ultimately Nemaha Central gets the point, and we're open 24-7. I say that because it's a reverse styles, 7-11.
I saw.
See what I did there? 7-11.
I saw Mills kind of working that arm a little bit because, I mean, all those girls, they were stretching their arms out looking for the dig. I mean, it wasn't two-hand digs. It was one-hand Superman style, just flying and then trying to get it back up.
Garrity a strong serve. Blackwood saves it. Miller off the top. Second hit by Garrity. Free ball set over. Here's Jim up front. They push it to Klotz. Good look. And a dig by Garrity. Now Honeyman again. Pushed up by Miller. Miller again from the back line, too strong. It is 12-7, Nemaha Central, good rally there, but NC with the point. And a timeout for Royal Valley. So the Thunder in control here, not quite to the halfway mark of set number two, looking for a sweep here tonight. 12-7 our score. It's high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here tonight. Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, middle of their second set. Thunder 25-14 over the Panthers in set number one, and they lead it here 12-7. As we start out of the timeout here, set two. Again, Nemaha Central looking to go to 6-1. The early portions of the year. Royal Valley, they're 1-0. There's Klotz met at the rack. And the defense won there, led by Allie Henry, the sophomore up front, now 13-7.
Kelly Honeyman also in that double block, the senior. That's how you play together as a team, double blocking, being able to work in coordination with each other and work that net.
Three straights for Nemaha Central. Garrity again with the serve. Miller, free ball, underhands it across. They want to set it up for Honeyman. Not much behind that spike, but it was mishit by Miller on the dive. So Nemaha Central with the point. Four straight. We have a touchdown lead at 14-7.
Man, you've said that in so far every set.
I think we've had 14-7 in three straight sets, so
it
only makes sense.
Oh.
Maybe also we're just excited for football as Garrity, a service error there, makes it now 14-8. Still a football score, if you think about it. Touchdown and a two.
Yeah, we got football starting up this week for not only high school, but also for the NFL. We had collegiate football start off last week, just all around great stuff, but here's still great volleyball action coming up this week.
Yep, go Cats, go Chiefs. There's Klotz, front of the net. Now Honeyman taps it across. Good dive by Miller. There's Klotz again, punching it with the left. Jim saves it, deflected twice, and I think a ball came through. I think the JV ball might have stopped that rally there, so they're going to have to reset. So it stays 14-8. Surprised we haven't seen more of that so far with the two courts right next to each other. Hadn't really been a problem really until that point. There's Honeyman on the spike, and in there it goes. It was deflected in the air by Hale, but ultimately fell down, and now a 15-8 Nemaha Central lead. So they are quietly building this lead up here in set two, and a near ace by Dollinghouse, but here's Klotz on a third spike, and she buried one along. Right there makes it 15-9. I just think you got to get Klotz and Miller going here, and even Mills, who's been a little bit quiet here in this second matchup. She was very strong in the three-set win against Perry LeCompton in the first matchup of tonight, but hasn't been called out a bunch here in this second matchup. Here's Klotz. Pushed up for Nemaha. Here's Honeyman again, and she buries it with nobody around to defend. 16-9 Thunder. Rotations for both. And Henry back to serve here for Nemaha Central. Spins it in the left and fires across. Hale on the dig, pushed left side. Miller's spike, well defended by Nemaha Central and Holthouse. Miller again trying to fake it. Holthouse pushing it in the air. And the ball from the JV court comes over again. And we'll restart this point.
That's twice in the last couple minutes here. So hopefully that
does that count as announcer jinx when I brought that up just a second ago, and then a point later it happens again?
I think it is. It's the second announcer jinx of the game.
I will never not call out my jinxes. It happens. If you want to blame me, go ahead, but I will at least admit it when I know I'm wrong. There's Miller, who comes back through, and they set her up beautifully for a big Royal Valley point. Makes it 16-10. And she buried one from the front left to the back left corner. This will be Stidham to go back to serve, as Royal Valley needs to claw back here. They trail 16-10 in a must-win set two. Pushed up to Honeyman, front left. Stidham, one hand, kept it alive. Now Mills into the net, and a miss hit there. 17-10, Thunder. And this will be Honeyman back to serve. Honeyman also a three-sport athlete. Basketball and tremendous on the track as well, and she earns an ace right there to make it 18-10. Honeyman again sends it across, 18-10 Nemaha Central, looking for a two-set sweep here over Royal Valley. Match number two, we still got Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton in the late one after this as Garrity buries one into the back corner to make it 19-10.
Another great setup from Haley Holthouse. She just knows how to get it done when it comes to getting sets.
Dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller, as some would say. What, nothing?
I've never heard that one.
Do you get it, though? Shaky bank teller dropping dimes, like the coin. Why do I have to? Kurt studio, can you explain this to him? My goodness.
Is this a piggy bank joke? I never had one.
1911 Nemaha Central. Ruined my joke. Hopefully someone out there got it. Miss hit there on the front line by Nemaha Central. Back-to-back points for Royal Valley. They're within 7 at 19-12. Madison Blackwood, the junior, spins it in the left and delivers a serve across. Nemaha Central setting it middle of the floor with Haverkamp. And now that spike attempt by Garrity comes away and earns the points for the Thunder to make it 12-10. 20-12, excuse me.
Yeah, back-to-back assists here from Haley Holthaus. The senior really helped get the kill shots here for the Thunder.
Here is another serve by Holthaus. This time a service error. That one is long and out of play. And it's 20-13.
Nice little dodge from Kewin Miller. Matrix style with a little head move. Let that one go out of bounds.
Miller will serve. Panthers need a rally. And that is going to be an ace, as she did drop it into the back right corner. Back line for Nemaha Central. Thought it was a little strong, but Miller earning the point there with the ace.
We've seen Miller kind of throughout these last two matchups, including this one, just kind of struggle here when she's trying to serve for that perfect ace opportunity, but there she lands it just where she wants to.
Miller again, another strong serve. Nemaha Central there for it. There's Sudbeck, and she puts it down. Set up beautifully again, makes it 21-14. Hey, we got another football score.
You're just too excited.
See, that made you laugh, but not the shaky bank teller joke, but, you know, that's cool.
Still don't get it.
How do you not get it? Dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller. People out there listening, please help me. My goodness, what are we doing here? Back to the action. Kurt in studio keeping it real. 21-14, good rally going. Klotz send it across. Now they set it up middle of the floor, and that time it's buried by Allie Henry for Nemaha Central. Klotz had a good save to keep it alive, but after she kept it alive, a good setup there for Henry, and now it is 22-14. So nearing match points is Nemaha Central here in match two of the night. Stidham kept it alive. Good save by Miller, and a free ball sent across by Mills. Good job there defensively. Now Garrity on the spike, and she delivers through the defense of Mills and also Morrison. It is 23-14. Nemaha Central 25-14 in set one, and they are two straight points away from delivering a 25-14 sweep. It will not be that. Service error is out, and it's 23-15. There you go. Announcer jinx again. Ruined it.
It comes all the way back around.
Well, the Panthers, they got to put something together real quick. And Mills, nice diving effort, but doesn't get back across. So an ace for the Panthers. 23-16, back-to-back points. They need more. And Mills will send it across. Up front, pushed back. Garrity on the spike. And a couple of whistles. Thought there might have been a deflection, but no, it is out by Garrity. So the point does go to Royal Valley. Three straight for him, and it's now 23-17.
Here's your football score without the extra point.
That's right. Very common football score, I would say. Honeyman bumps it up to Garrity. Lazy on the right hand through. They want to set up Klotz, and it's deflected and out of play. So Klotz gets the point. Don't look now. Four straight, and it's 23-18. Still got work to do, but they have chipped away about half the deficit. Mills sends it across. Holthaus to Garrity. Miller on the back line. They push it to Klotz, front left, and she puts one down. Five straight, 23-18. And I think Nemaha Central wants to burn a timeout, rightfully so. They got to stop the bleeding. They're trying to win it. Royal Valley making them sweat a little bit. We're down to a 23-19 lead for Nemaha Central. We are back in 30 seconds. You are listening to High School Volleyball.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central trying to hold off a rally here by Royal Valley. Second set, 23-19. Nemaha Central in front trying to sweep it, but the Panthers have scored five straight to keep it alive. Here's Klotz again delivering a massive spike, and all of a sudden this Panthers team has a little bit of life. It is 23-20. They have scored six straight.
Who else better to turn the thunder into rain than Samantha Klotz with the Panthers right now? She is on a roll, and she's like lightning.
Here is Dosto Miller, or Mills, excuse me, beg your pardon, who is getting ready to serve. It was sitting at 23-14. Nemaha Central is kind of in a comfort cruise, but since then, six straight for the Panthers, and the Thunder going to have to pull this one out. Garrity, high in the air. And I think we had a miscue by Nemaha Central, just like that, 23-21. Didn't know if you saw there, Crendon, what happened, but might have been a miscue with the alignment for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, that's just an unfortunate error that you don't want to make in a situation like this, where at one point you were up 23-15, now it's 23-21, you're only up by two. I mean, you only have so much breathing room left to go. I mean, I know you already got that set one win, but you want to get this sweep here to keep your season going strong as one of the best Big East contenders on paper.
Every matchup counts. They set it up for Honeyman. Her spike is in there, so they do get that much-needed point back, and it is match point now for Nemaha Central. The kill shot there for the leader in that category for the Thunder in Callie Honeyman, and it is 24-21.
Who else better to find the sweet spot than Honeyman right down Broadway, and that puts Thunder match point.
Garrity with the ace! And a diving effort mishandled by Mills, and making him sweat a little bit was Royal Valley, but ultimately Nemaha Central wins it in straight sets as they hold off that rally in set two, 25-21. So that ends our second match. The Thunder improved to 6-1. They are off to a 1-0 start in league play. Royal Valley will end the night at 1-1. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll recap it and take a break after this. It's high school volleyball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
I can't believe it, but it's back to school time. As your kids prepare for the new school year, it's important to consider their immunizations. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to providing you with trusted information and support. Our healthcare providers are here to answer your questions and help you make informed decisions. Book an appointment with your primary care provider today to discuss any concerns and learn more about immunization. Visit HCH Family Medicine Clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Learn more at HoltonHospital.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tamman, getting set for our final matchup, our first volleyball broadcast here in 2024. The first matchup of the night, Royal Valley in three sets over Perry LeCompton, 25-18, 21-25, and 25-22. And our matchup that we just saw come to a close, Panthers rallied late, but ultimately Nemaha Central, a straight set victory over the Panthers, 25-14 and 25-21. Crendon, just kind of a quick thought. What we see there?
Well, coming into today, we figured that Hallie Holthouse was going to be very dominant with how she was going to assist her team, because she came in today with 131 assists just after 1 week of tournament play. And here she continues that. She did a great job, you know, helping set up big kill shots for her teammates, whether it was Sudbeck or Honeyman who was making those plays. All around, it was great from the Thunder, and they came in there striking like lightning, and they were able to win both sets 25-14, 25-21. Overall, very dominant wins. They held some pretty significant leads. Looking a little shaky, kind of like that joke you made earlier.
But, you don't find my jokes funny, so, I mean, you know, it's cool.
It's just what they pay me to do. They pay me to be the joke teller. I think so. I don't know.
So I'm not the joke teller. Okay, that's cool. I'm the serious one. Okay. People know me.
Good cop, bad cop. That's what we're known as, Brandon. But anyway, overall, great win here for Nemaha Central. Last year, they swept Royal Valley in both matchups, and here they start off their first matchup against them in the league with a 2-0 set victory. So, pretty good overall game from Thunder.
So, the Panthers, again, their first two matches of the year, they split it, go 1-1, so they are heading home for tonight. And we got one more matchup coming your way. It'll be Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton. And we will bring that third match to you after a quick break. A little shorter intermission here. We'll send it back to the studios. Give us about 6 or 7-ish minutes, I would say. Kurt will take care of you for the time being, but then we'll come back and get you our final matchup of this Big East League try as our volleyball broadcast schedule is off and running. It's Nemaha Central and Perry LeCompton, the final matchup coming up in about 7 minutes, so keep it locked. It's high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.